Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Woman in the Dark by Vanessa Savage, published by Sphere Books in 2019. Today's book is all about family, dreams, and secrets. Sarah is struggling after the death of her complicated mother. Her grief has hit her harder than she ever expected, which has led her to neglecting her husband and two teenage children. Her husband Patrick is her rock, taking care of her through this rough patch. But he has a dream. He wants to buy back his original family home and start a life in Cornwall by the sea. But the house has a terrible history. The family who moved in after Patrick's family were murdered by the wife's lover, and it's known locally as the Murder House. One night, Sarah accidentally takes an overdose of pills and finds herself in hospital with her worried family around her. Patrick's old family house comes up for sale, and riddled with guilt, Sarah agrees to buy the home. They move to Cornwall to make a new start, much to the disgust of the teenagers, but Patrick is determined to make a perfect life for his family in the house. He wants to return it to the way it was when he was a child. But the house is drafty, damp, and full of strange noises. The weather beats at the front windows, and Sarah is convinced that someone's watching the house. Have they made a mistake? What other secrets are lurking in the murder house? Or is Sarah having another breakdown? The Woman in the Dark is a dark and twisted psychological thriller about memory, the past, and idealised futures. Patrick wants to repair his family by repairing their house, the only place he believes they will be happy together, like he was when he was a kid. But as he becomes increasingly obsessed with making things right, he begins to change. But then Sarah begins to think about her own future and what she left behind in the past to build this perfect family with Patrick. What about her dreams of painting and art? And with the heavy, violent history hanging over the house, can they ever make it a happy home again? Woman in the Dark is also about lies and gaslighting and mental health. Who's telling the truth? Is Sarah getting worse or better? And is the house to blame? It's also about protection and love, what people will do to shield their family or build the ideal life in the name of love. But what happens when that altruistic instinct turns rotten? I found this book compelling but frustrating as Sarah battles with the house, her own mental state, and her family. But despite this, I was cheering Sarah on, and the hope that she would find her way through the darkness was what kept me reading voraciously until the end. So if you like spooky houses with horrific pasts, complex families, art, redecorating, and sacrifice, you might like The Woman in the Dark by Vanessa Savage. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.